Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having George Levy back on the show. George has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. He's an expert on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. He's a Udemy course instructor, and he's been sharing some of his ideas with us now for a while, and he's here to talk to us about blockchain. In addition, but not just blockchain, but some of the applications of blockchain. George Levy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you kindly, Jim. Very excited to be here and to be able to share everything that's going on in blockchain.
And there's a lot of stuff going on. So even though folks have heard you before and they've heard me with other people talk about blockchain, I just think it's enough of a complicated issue that it's worth taking the time just to go over it one more time, to remind people one more time. Tell them fundamentally what blockchain is.
Absolutely. So, you could go into a definition of what a blockchain is. A blockchain is a special type of ledger. It's a distributed ledger, but let me tell you exactly the easiest way to look at it. First thing I want to clarify is that blockchain is not Bitcoin. Bitcoin is only one application of blockchain technology. What blockchain really enables is to be able to do a transfer of value over the Internet. Let me explain to you how that works. So when you think about the Internet was designed to be a platform to be able to share information. People could just share documents, you could share files, you do all sorts of things. Now, this presents a problem with the original version of the Internet. It's really what brought down the music industry. If you can take a song, turn it into an MP3, and share it for free all over the world, then that song has no value. Why would you buy a song if you could just get it for free?
It turned publishing industry upside down, didn't it?
Completely. You lose all value of a digital asset if you can create unlimited copies of them and share them freely over the Internet. Now, blockchain comes along and it enables what people call it's digital scarcity. You can create a digital asset and make it unique. That's where we bring in a Bitcoin. So, for example, I can send a Bitcoin directly to someone else over the Internet, and I don't need a bank. I can simply just send a Bitcoin to someone else. If I were to send a photo, like I take a picture and I send the photo to the other person, I'm not really sending him the photo. I'm sending him a copy of the photo. The photo's still in my computer. But if I have a Bitcoin and I send it to someone else, it's very important that I don't have that Bitcoin anymore. Because right now it's over $5,000. I send it to someone else. It's important I don't have it, that he has it. Blockchain is what enables that. So blockchain enables being able to create a digital asset and make it scarce so you can transfer it over the Internet.
Right. And when he talks about a transfer of value, you have to let your mind go on what is value. In the case of the Bitcoin, value is $5,000. In the case of a contract, it could be $25 a month to mow your yard, or it could be a global trade agreement. But it also could be trust. It could be the value of trust, right?
Absolutely. Furthermore, you can use that value in many ways. So, for example, a vote. It's very important if I cast my vote that I no longer have the ability to vote again. There's a huge problem with voter fraud. But if you take that voting and you put it on a blockchain, you can actually make sure that a person casts only one vote, and there's no way that person could cast it again.
Right.
The other thing that's incredible about blockchain is blockchain uses cryptography, and it uses with hash cryptography to make sure that nobody can can cause fraud. So there's no such thing as a counterfeit Bitcoin. You can't duplicate a Bitcoin. And what does that is cryptography. It's mathematically secure. So it's a very, very powerful technology to make sure that when you do that transfer of value, nobody's tampering with it.
And one of the things that makes it tamper-proof in terms of its intrinsic value and accuracy is the network that you distribute it over, right?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, blockchain can be used as a distributed ledger. So whereas if you have, like, for example, a centralized database at a bank and you hack that bank, you basically can take down the network, because actually not the network, you take out the bank's central database. But in Bitcoin, for instance, it's spread across tens of thousands of computers all over the world. You have to take down the entire network to bring down the blockchain.
Right.
So
exactly.
The key thing is that you don't have just one copy of it at a centralized database. Instead, you have tens of thousands of identical copies of that blockchain all around the world.
And because of the speed of digital technology, when one change is made to who owns your automobile, it's registered instantaneously in all of those places where your car title value on a blockchain is registered across the entire network. Hold that thought. I know, folks, your eyes are glazing over a little bit, but folks, this is the future. We're trying to bring you into the future as best we can. When we come back, we're going to talk about supply chain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.